Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley. Welcome to a...
Hey, everybody out there. And welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Sure is.
Little show, we sit down with your favorite comedians and we find out if they grow up to be classy or if they're just a big old piece of trash. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a glorious night. We're here at the Creek in the Cave for the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas.
Noise!
Shout out to Austin, Texas, where the tortillas are always fresh and the beans are refried. And also, I want you guys to know that the podcast tonight is brought to you by our good friends at Bucky's.
Shout out to fucking Bucky's.
Bucky's wants to remind you that they have you covered for all your beef jerky and deer urine needs. So check them out. My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He's the CEO of Are You Garbage. He's an international businessman. I believe today he was looking at some properties around town. So who knows? Maybe some southern expansion.
He was not.
Give it up for Kevin James Ryan.
Hey. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for coming out. Give yourselves a round of applause. This is fucking fantastic, baby. For the audio listener, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. And those numbers are... Through the fucking roof, baby. And then I'd be a fucking jerk off if I didn't mention the greatest website of all time. www.patreon.com. Check it the fuck out, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, shout out to the Yam family and all their subsidiaries. And how about a nice quick shout out? He's running around here somewhere to our producer extraordinaire. He makes us all look good. You guys know him. You love him. Give a nice round of applause. There he is, T-Bone McMuffin. Oh. Holy shit, it's Toby McMullen.
Get a haircut, will you?
That big old weenie he's got on him. Gang, this is a family episode. It's a company episode. We have one of our good friends back with us today. We're going to be answering some of your guys' questions. We're going to be finding out a little bit about him. You guys know him from the Flagrant 2 podcast. He is a newlywed, and he is new money to a T. Clap it the fuck up for the one, the only, Mr. Akash Singh. Look at him. Baby.
What up, what up?
Fresh shirt, looking good. Sit down.
What's up, guys? Hey. This desk is throwing me off.
Yeah. He acts like he's never sat at a table before.
Son, I didn't think this was... Are we doing a fucking women's rights panel? What the fuck is going on right now? I'll tell you why there should be more women in comedy. This is crazy. This is very
official.
Is
very deposition-y.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I did not understand your question.
I did not shit my pants at Cisco's this morning.
For the live audience member, he did shit himself at the restaurant this morning, so you can live with that because I've had to for the past 8 hours.
Then he made me walk home. And I had that grease in the wheel, and then I got all chafed up between my legs.
Well, if I put you in an Uber, I would have got a bad review, so I'm not doing that. Fucking not fucking on my rating because you shit yourself.
Fat smelly kid in the back. Akash, thank you for sitting down.
Akash, when was the last time you shit yourself? Let's get into it.
3 years ago, probably. It was right after we started Patreon, ironically. So you and I have that in common. I was walking to the podcast, and at the time...
You got that first monthly deposit, and you were like...
Yeah. Well, I moved into fucking Secaucus, New Jersey. You guys don't know where that is for good reason. What?
Trash. This guy's chomping at the bit over here. He's all fucking...
That's garbage! That's garbage right there! That's garbage!
He's right there, that's garbage! Fucking goofballs, this guy.
Yeah, but I was going to the podcast, and at the time, we were very hard on each other about being on time, being punctual. I had to be exactly on time. So I shit my pants, and then I had to make an executive decision, 20-minute walk to the train, do I turn around and change and take my first tardy? And that's what I had to do. I went home, changed, showered, and...
Yeah, I think it's a bigger offense if you show up with shit in your pants to have an hour conversation on camera.
You don't know how ruthless we were. No?
You don't say anything. You smell something? No, not at all.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was on time, all right?
First thing I want to do is I want to give a big congratulations because I don't think we might have seen each other, but congratulations on the nuptials.
Yeah,
the guy's
right.
A fucking newlywed.
Thank you guys.
Beautiful lady. Beautiful couple.
Very beautiful lady. Yeah. Check out his Instagram. Yeah.
I've never met her, but I've done a little snooping.
That's a compliment to me. I don't mind.
One thing I wanted to know, and you can slide it on a piece of paper, but I'm curious, because this is a three-day affair. I don't know if you guys saw this.
I don't even know. I know what you're going to ask. How much was it? I don't even know.
You have no idea.
I truly stopped counting.
Listen, I had a conversation with him about one of the outfits he wore, and that was four digits. One of the outfits.
How many is four? One. That's like over a grand. Yeah. What? That's serious cash. Who's got a grand on him? Exactly.
This is what I'm stuck with.
He did the fingers. Yeah.
That's like $40,000.
I get confused. I went to school at a different time. Did you pay for the whole thing?
My parents cut a check and her mom cut a check. And luckily we haven't deposited those yet. I'm like, I don't want to and they want me to.
Do you
want to
give them back?
Yeah, but it's like an really? You turn down money, that's a blessing. You can't turn down the money. So I'm just like keeping it in a
it's
fucking...
It's quite a fucking flex.
If anybody
though,
wants to
that.
Rob my apartment, there's sitting there.
Yeah,
oh, shit, my bad.
What the fuck? Dropping numbers like that. That's five figures,
all right,
Foley.
Let's say this and then we'll edit it out of the podcast. Rob, we're going to edit this out of the... But y'all hearing the real numbers? I think that's probably less than the budget.
So it's over.
Fuck, I'm doing
probably.
Math over here.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, he just sees donuts
percent?
And shit.
It's less than 20%?
I think we spent figures, probably. Like, when you add up
that's
everything.
$7 million.
My mom paid for a bus, which was a few thousand also. And then she paid, I think her mom paid for the dinner.
Indians
the
do it right, man. You guys fucking nice. Rage
Yo,
on your wedding.
I apologize that y'all weren't at the wedding.
Well, that's why I brought you here.
Them,
talk about it.
Because I said to them, yo, I'm going to see if we can get you guys. I don't know what numbers are like. And what fucked everybody is Corona. Because first they told us we had a capacity of X number of people. That was pretty low. And then like the week of, they're like, oh, you have to hit your minimum, which is 100 people more. But you're just fucking panicking. And we put the whole wedding together in like 2 months. So
I'm still offended, but sure, you can make excuses you want in front of these fine people. But
yeah, I feel bad about that.
Don't. I didn't even go to Kevin. I didn't get invited to Kevin's wedding.
I don't know why you keep bringing this up, especially in public. I mean, we can chicken sandwich it if you want. If you want to do that, we can.
Here's a question.
So you get it. You can't have Foley at your wedding.
Yeah, it's like four plates.
No, you'd have loved it. We had an all-you-can-eat dessert bar. I probably saved your life
damn.
Not having you at my wedding.
He for sure would have shit his pants at the wedding.
Fuck shit his pants. You'd have missed episodes because he's in a diabetic coma for 4 weeks.
I like a good chocolate fountain. I ain't going to lie. But who doesn't?
We did have that.
I got a little bit digger question, or a little bit deeper question.
He's got chocolate on his mind. He doesn't know what's going on.
But he counted on his fingers to four.
Yeah. He wasn't even like Carrie. It wasn't even hard. He was like one, two, three, four.
I feel like if I have a stroke, I won't smell toast. I'll just smell chocolate.
Yeah.
My question was, who gave you the most? In the envelope.
Oh. Or, and what okay. was it?
How much was it, and who gave you the most?
Schultz.
Why are you on to that?
Schultz gave a good gift. Schultz
this
gave
guy's it. Freaking out. We're going after the heavy-hitting questions over here. What did Andrew Schultz give you? The fuck yeah. are we doing here?
Let's
why are we beating around the bush?
That I won't
That kid's
say.
Got some fucking cake.
He and I made a deal with each other that we'll basically get a gift for the wives and then a gift for each other. So, like, they got my wife, like, a plate from, like, Hermes, like, a decorative plate that was very pretty. I don't care about that
a
shit.
Plate.
So, Andrew was like, you and I will take care of each other. I know what I'm going to get him, and his gift is going to be fire as well. But we invested in some shit that he was like, I take care of your share, which is great.
Should we get, like, property or something?
No, not property.
You said you invested in some. Would you get Bitcoin?
No, I do that on my own.
Oh, crypto man.
He gave you a stock tip?
I'm a crypto man. I'm a crypto cowboy, guys. I know nothing about Bitcoin, but I believe in that shit with all my heart. Yo, the amount of money I'm putting into Bitcoin for knowing nothing about it is truly horrifying. I have not shown my wife how much I put into Bitcoin because I'm like, this bitch gonna leave me if she ever sees this number. But I believe in that shit. I don't know it, but I believe in it.
Hang on
like
a second.
Like Native Americans. Like, I believe in that shit even though I've never seen one.
Hang on a second. There was no money exchange. There wasn't an envelope with a bunch of cash in it from Schultzy.
No, we're not fucking Italian mobsters.
A plate? What's going on?
That's rich people that get you a plate. That's rich guy shit.
What's Aramis? What? What is it?
It's a...
You know Hermes?
Hermes.
You know, H-E-R-M-E-S, Hermes?
Hermes.
You ever seen anybody?
It's a fancy...
Have you ever seen a girl that's out of your league?
This is how trashy I am. I don't even know how to explain it. I'm like, you know, it's a fucking thing.
Have you ever seen a girl that's too hot to talk to you with a sweatshirt that says H-E-R-M-E-S? Paris?
Oh, okay.
Hermes.
Hermes,
yeah.
See, the kid's new money. What do you say? Okay. All right. Playing it cool. I like it.
Okay. That's an expensive wedding. I wasn't expecting that much. That's crazy.
Buddy, you couldn't afford to get in.
I now look at you.
We were on the second stage.
I was going to give, if I got invited, I was going to give you like $200. That would be all right, right?
Yeah, that's normal. Dude, I got so many friends that forgot to give gifts and I wanted to be mad at them. And then I felt like shit because I realized as a single dude, I don't think I ever gave a wedding present to anyone.
What?
I swear to you, you just forget, dude.
Are you kidding me?
Son, I don't know what to tell you.
I've worried.
That's why you got to get married. So
I always forgot to.
I've iced like two people, like two family members in my life, and I still think about it. I remember for like a year, every time I saw this one cousin, I was like, oh, I keep forgetting to send you that. Oh, I keep forgetting to send you that. They knew the score.
Yeah. I got hit up the weekend.
They knew what was going on.
I got hit up the weekend after by the bride. And she, my thoughts exactly. I was like, this bitch, she fucking knows I don't have the money. Fucking put me on blast in a group with another kid who didn't give a check, too.
What?
She
was like, message is garbage.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Trash!
I mean, the fact that you have to do debt collections at your wedding is a bad look. Hey, listen, you got 90 days.
What'd the message say?
It just said, hey, we didn't get your gift.
What?
We just want to make sure it didn't get lost or something.
Oh, yeah, it must have got lost. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
You're giving me an out? Oh, shit, you didn't see it? I put it right there. It was right next to the cake. Oh,
I'm out of check. Sorry, yeah. That's it.
Yo, I think I had like five groomsmen who didn't get to point that I'm like, what's going on here? And a lot of them are married, and that's where I have a problem with it.
But you had like nine costumes.
If you're single,
chains.
I get it.
Yeah, you had to buy four fucking outfits for you.
Yeah, it was like a Lady Gaga
tour. I bought clothes for the actual ceremony for my groomsmen.
Uh-huh.
And then they had to have two outfits, which I think is normal. At a white wedding, you probably, right? You have the church thing, and then you have the reception where you get, you know, you pray, and then you blow random guys at the wedding.
No,
You just as a Hispanic guy, a normal white wedding, right?
We don't change from the ceremony to the reception. You go outside and fucking hit Bernie's with your aunt, and try to line up a bag. That's what you do. Try to find the waiter that's made some bad choices. See if he's still got any numbers in his iPhone. I think that's pretty accurate, right? So maybe that's why. Maybe they were like, you know, fuck, I paid the grand for the, you know, the suit.
I paid $100 for this wedding. You can't give me $100?
It's a good point. He's got a good point.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, well.
What's the honeymoon situation? Have we done it? Are we
yeah,
going?
We did, what's the Bahamas?
Nice.
It was fine. It was, Aruba was great. I went to Aruba during quarantine because nothing else was open. That's a great trip. The Bahamas was like, this is cool, but... Yeah.
All-inclusive?
No. We did that. I did that one time. I felt like... Here's where...
All-inclusive is trashy.
Yes.
Garbage.
I just did it. It's fucking pure garbage.
Because you're just like, well, it's all included. I just got to keep eating. And none of the food is good.
Oh, yeah.
You keep ordering it because you want to get your money's worth.
Yeah.
And then you walk out like a bag of shit.
Yeah. Like sweating out ketchup and shit by the end. Yeah.
From the spaghetti sauce.
Yeah. It's fucking horrible. I'm like, I guess I need three omelets this morning. You know? Be a waste of money if I didn't do it. Never met an open bar that I didn't beat.
The house always wins.
Then you think when Foley shows up to an all-inclusive, they're like, fuck! Like fucking Rain Man at the card table. God damn it, man!
I don't want to hear that shit, Manny. You were giving me shit yesterday. But you make me an omelet pancake right now, god damn it. Don't forget the salsa, you son of a bitch.
I know my rights. goddamn
American
citizen.
Why can't you make a sandwich with French toast? Tell me that. Is that a law here? I always said that's what I would do if I worked at McDonald's. I would make my own concoct. I'd make my own shit.
I think you do that now.
Yeah. What are you talking about if I worked at McDonald's?
I do a little tinkering. Not gonna lie. But that's how you know you're getting...
You guys ever had a Big Mac?
Really, Big Mac? Holy shit.
Man. But that's how you know if you ever always want to get fresh stuff at fast food places... Always change.
So nobody needs your fat hacks.
Hey, you guys want tips on how to get really fat? Follow me this way.
This motherfucker's giving out McDonald's hacks, bro. Hey. We are grown-ups, man.
Hey, psst, come here. I don't want to say it too loud. Always get something added or taken away. That way they're going to make the fresh one. See, these guys know. Yeah. Attractive couple, they know what's going on.
Get something out of there, take it away.
Well, no, if you get a custom order, they have to make it fresh, and it wasn't just sand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if you got, let's say, a McDouble, you would say no pickles, extra onions, add mac sauce. That way, you're getting a fresh one. Sounds pretty good. Yeah. Who's the fucking jerk off now? Fucking just sold that. Like you're not gonna get that next time. Very nice.
You never cease to amaze me, I gotta be honest with you.
I take that as a compliment.
Well, thank you very much.
If you're gonna say, order, let's say, a McDouble. We know, you don't gotta say.
It might have happened a time or two. All right, gang, this is a family episode. We got company here, we got you guys. Give yourselves another big round of applause, because we fucking love you. We got some questions from you guys. We're gonna go through them.
Yeah, this is I think this is our like fourth or fifth show in Texas so far, and you guys have not disappointed with
Texas
your
the best, yeah.
Fucking insane questions.
Dirtballs.
Dirtball
what
shit, yeah.
And good laughers. Yeah. Texans are good laughers.
It's great. Big fan. Where's Jessica? Sounded like she had a McDouble in her mouth.
That's the first time we've heard that response.
Huh? Yeah. I don't know. You emailed me about 12 minutes ago. Yeah.
Ring a bell.
You act like I followed you here. Who the fuck
By the
wants
way,
to
Jessica
know?
Walbridge, that sounds like a fake name.
Did you submit a question? Now she has me on my heels. I don't know. I feel like I'm doing something wrong. Did you submit a question? Maybe.
She sounds fun.
Yeah.
Here by yourself. I can't believe it.
Hey. Knock it off.
That's ballsy, man. Good for you. Yeah.
Oh, we're taking shots here. Maybe she submitted this. I mean, typically I would try to talk to her, but that's not working. A woman named Jessica submitted a question. Are you garbage for wearing clothes and then returning them? That sounds like a Jessica move, if I know anything.
That's a real Woolbridge right there, I'll tell you that.
Every girl ever.
Yeah, I think with the ladies it's different,
thing,
right?
Yeah, right?
That's funny, because I was thinking every Indian ever. So.
Well, they all are all girls.
Sorry. Jesus, you get racy over here.
Yeah. No, I never have.
Nope. Shit,
I never have.
You have. What will you do? Just like a shirt or pants?
Hey, you want to see some?
You got the tag on right now?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Go!
Go! Let's go!
Kippy, rip it off. Rip it off.
$65. Not too shabby. Man, that
fuck?
Is some fucking new money shit right there.
God damn.
This is what we play for, baby.
Are you fucking kidding me?
If we're being honest, I got sent the shirt and I'm too weak to rip off the tag. But it was funny in this moment. So.
I was going to say, those groomsmen really hurt you. Jesus.
What the fuck?
I've been looking for scissors for hours.
Dude, what the fuck?
But none of you noticed. So I feel less self-conscious about it.
But that's how you know you got a nice shirt.
I did that shit so much, I forgot until just now that I was doing that.
Oh, I totally see it now,
now you
dude.
You see it. Yeah, but before you don't.
Oh man!
I've left the sticker on. You know the sticker running down with the sides. Yeah.
It says XXXXXXL.
Fucking tough look. Sir, you have something in your shirt. What's 4XLT? Is that a band? Hey, you fucking bitch. It's the reality of the situation. Now get me my McDouble. Beautiful. See, look at that, Jess. Look where you started.
We're having
Beautiful.
Fun. This is great. Give it up for Jessica.
Give it up for Jess.
All right, this. Where's Joshua at? Oh, my man.
There
what's up?
Is.
There he is. Is this your spouse here?
No, my girl.
Your girl. Is this about the shower?
I don't think you know what spouse means, but that was not. No, it's my girl.
Are you guys married? No.
Yeah, he clearly drew that line in the sand. I don't know if he picked up on that.
How long have you guys been together? 2 years. Nice. This is okay. You guys do not want to talk about that for some reason. He's like, yeah, 2 years, 2 years. And you submitted his question about the shower, right? Was that you?
Oh, no, it must have been different.
This is a Joshua.
Oh, probably
man.
Probably me.
It's, yeah, is this your spouse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you on a field trip to see what poor people live like? This rich-ass white dude doing
yeah.
here? Yeah, that's me.
He said he was Joshua, and I'm like, that looks more like a fucking Joshua.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like they're going to be outside after the show trying to trap me in some way. Get hit with a trank dart in the back of my neck. I'm in the trunk of a Tesla.
He looks like a National Geographic reporter studying yeah. white trash.
Yeah. Look how the fat one breathes.
Tries to sneak up on me. Now, even though it looks like
they
sleep. How
the fat one breathes.
This does look like a vacation for them when they're slumming it. They're like, let's go to this weird bar and see what poor people do during the day.
This is his study abroad.
Yeah. Okay. Do you do this?
I don't, but I've thought about it.
Okay. Wow.
And
you are.
I don't know what he submitted. He wouldn't tell me.
I told him.
Well, you're gonna find out. And
I feel like you guys should be on The Amazing Race or something like that, right? You guys got real Good Morning America vibes.
Yeah. I can see you just waving outside the studio.
Holy shit.
Right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can see you two in backpacks running through an airport terminal. Oh, man.
Beautiful.
All right, Josh, I didn't expect it from a clean-cut guy like this. He seems pretty well put together.
What did you write?
I'll tell you. It's, do you clean your asshole in the shower with your spouse's soap? She's like, have you?
Haven't yet, but I've thought
I
about it.
I haven't yet. Why are you thinking about that? That just seems mean.
And my soap's almost gone in the loofah, you know? Need more soap?
Do you share a loofah?
We don't.
We don't. So we share a lot since we've been married, but not a loofah.
Okay.
Is that kind of a standard thing, right? Like,
what the hell was that? You guys are interesting people, man. Yes. You're like the parents in a 50s sitcom.
Yeah. You look like neighbors in the Truman Show or something. Yeah, we're great friends. We're married. This is my... Also, who says spouse? That's real fucking weird. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Sorry.
And you said spouse.
Do you share... What do you and the lady do in the shower? Not that.
She buys body wash, and then I just do that shit with my hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Are we by hand or are we washcloth here?
Washcloth. Loofah. Washcloths are disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, something, but not just hand.
I go...
Hand?
I'm all hand.
I just
hand.
Do hand, yo. Yeah. Loofahs are for gay people.
This is going on Patreon.
I like to use a pretzel bun myself.
Yo!
Wire brush!
Oh my god, dude.
What's that?
Wire brush!
Wire brush? Like a grill?
That's how he does his back.
No, but I do have one of those things that I do my undercarriage with. And let me tell you something. There's something going on between the butthole and the nuts. That taint area, it's almost orgasmic when you get in there.
It's a good area.
Oh, it's great.
It's a good area.
That's why I feel like in my 40s, a little bit of jock itch is nice. You get a little scratch going. No, I'm sorry. Tell your old friends here.
Holy's borderline a comedic genius, and I don't know if you guys know that yet.
But I don't think he knows what he's doing most of the time, I gotta be honest with you. I spend a lot of time with him.
Maybe an idiot savant.
Yeah, he's just stumbling through life and it's funny.
You can't play the piano.
I've been quite a tight. I taught a bear how to ride a bike and I just whip it. That's what I do. And one day he's gonna turn on me.
Like Siegfried and Roy.
All right. Clap it up for Joshua and
great,
Stout.
Great couple. Great. Thank you, guys.
And then where's Tegan?
Right here.
Right here. This is in the same vein, I assume, right? As the last question?
Oh, pretty much.
Yeah. I guess he's staying or has stayed at the Super 8 Motel.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, quit bragging.
guess your Patreon's not doing well, huh?
He said, I guess he did that. You did this at the motel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Have you ever used
the guy in the lobby, right? Ooh, nothing on that.
Nothing on that. All right. Yeah. They freeze up real quick.
It was a timing issue, I think.
Yeah.
I think we're all judging him for staying in a fucking Super 8 still.
Yeah. Is this, are you staying there now?
No.
Are you lit? The way it sounds like you're living there.
Are you living there?
They got quite great weekly rates. I can't talk. You're staying there now for the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. And his question is, because I guess they didn't give you a washcloth. Is that where you're
going? Yeah.
So he used a full-size towel in the shower to clean himself. That's fucking insane, dude. You rough it. Use a hand. Dude, how heavy was the towel by the end of that thing?
He was trying to go to this guy for approval. This guy wouldn't even make eye contact with him.
He put on his mask as soon as he looked at him.
You know, like, this guy's talking about.
Heard Super 8, he was like, okay. Man, that is fucking trash.
Dude, that's serial killer shit.
You know what you should have used? The little shitty towel that they give you for the floor mat.
They didn't give him anything. It's a Super 8.
Yeah. He's lucky there was a fucking shower.
He's getting something. It's called bed bugs.
Do you live there with your mom, Norman Bates?
That's nuts.
The fact that Super 8 calls himself Super is so funny.
Yeah.
It's in his Motel 6 and we know it.
Yeah, no reputable place calls a Super, you know, no one's ever like, let's go to, like, Marriott wasn't like, let's go to the Super Marriott. Super's trash shit.
Motel 9.
What's that? See, it's a tough crowd sometimes.
And if he didn't crack yet, nobody's got it.
If drunk guy number 4 don't get you, I don't know what to do.
You just don't want to have a good time.
Yeah, that's on you. We're throwing heat up.
Great question.
We're going to the
question.
Super 4 seasons after this.
Yeah, yeah, clap it up for Tegan, everybody.
Yeah, Tegan.
And then is your dad here? Okay.
Lay it on us. Let's go. No holding out.
All right. It's have you ever left the doors unlocked to your car because if someone stole it, they'd be doing you a favor?
This makes the motel and
yeah,
the towel line up a little bit more.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
Yeah.
What kind of car does he have?
It's called his house.
'85 Camry with a mailbox on it. Morning, Frank. Morning, Ted. How's the boy doing? Oh, he's doing really good.
He's down at the Super 8.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's trying to invent a huge new washcloth. I think he's about to.
You should see what he's doing in the shower. It'll blow your mind. Oh, I'm gonna die of a fucking heat stroke up here. God damn. Oh, well, one more time for Tegan, guys. That's fucking great. This is great. We're fucking cooking, baby. All right, and then where's Mackenzie at? Oh, hey, Mackenzie, how are you?
Hey, Mackenzie.
And you're here with your spouse?
What's with you and the spouse?
They got it in my head.
I think you...
Fiance, congrats, guys.
Yeah,
congrats, guys. I'm sorry.
The next few months of your life are going to be hell, but after the wedding, it's all great.
When you guys get married?
30 pounds.
30? When you gain or lose? Lose. Okay.
Who's 30 pounds? I don't think either one of you.
Really?
This kid's trying to get tight.
Fucking show off?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That guy's a liar. He just doesn't want
to
get married.
Yeah, that's totally him pushing it down. He's like, babe, you know I need to lose 30 pounds before we have this.
No man does that. I can't get married till I can fit into my dress. Get the fuck out of here.
No, honey, we're going to get married as soon as I become the ultimate fighting champion. I think I'm getting real close.
I got to make weight.
You said he hates us. Do you hate us? Okay. No, no. Jesus Christ.
Hey, way to throw the brakes, big man. I don't like the way this guy's looking at me in the front row. Somebody take him out. He does look like a Swedish killer or something.
Tegan, get the towel.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Let's regroup here. Mackenzie's question is fucking home run dirtbag. Did anyone in your family visit in their RV and plug into your house?
Now I know why he's fucking putting the brakes on getting married. Yeah. I just want Cousin Ricky staying in the fucking...
Where can I plug in my generator?
I moved right next door to the venue.
Yeah, we got in a week early. We just posted up.
Now, whose side of the family is this? Man, that's trashy.
Yeah.
Tell your aunt she got bad taste in men.
Is it at least a nice RV?
I mean,
that's a no.
Yeah. How do you feel about this aunt and uncle?
Never met him.
No, this marriage isn't gonna last. Yeah.
That's why he's waiting to get married. I gotta meet this motherfucker first.
Yeah. I'm not walking down the aisle until I meet the RV people.
Know what I'm really getting into.
Wow. That's
That's a tough look.
What, did they just run like that, a long orange extension cord?
Literally.
And who they do that to? Your parents?
My mom, yeah.
Is this your only trailer park relative?
My only, well,
not technically. There you go.
Yeah. Man, she's from the wrong side of the tracks.
So this is the trashy trailer park relative.
Yeah.
Is it a nice, like now there's just people living in the street in this nice cul-de-sac. Right?
Like the feds.
Yeah. Whew, yeah, that's no good. That's
like what white people's entourage is. You know how black people, like when they make it, people worry about their friends and they act like whatever, the entourage. A white people's entourage is the cousin who pulls up the house.
And an RV. Yeah.
Plugs into the fucking house.
Heard about that Patreon.
Really plugging the Patreon. Greatest website ever made. All right, one more time for Mackenzie, guys. Let him hear it.
Mackenzie, thank you.
We'll do a couple more here. Kathleen, where are you at?
Yep.
Oh, so the God. Fucking spouses are back.
Sorry, guys.
I mean, what the... Listen, you two look on paper pretty good, but then her question is, have you ever blamed a fart on an animal?
She has.
Yeah.
No, I feel like everyone has, to be honest with you. Yeah.
I mean, totally hypothetical on my part.
What kind of animal? You can't do it with like a bird or something. You got a dog?
So we have a dog.
Mom, the goldfish shit her pants.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
There's a dog and a cat, so I have a choice every time.
Cats don't fart.
Yeah. That dog had Mexican again. God damn.
He doesn't know the cat doesn't fart. Don't tell him that.
You know who gets blamed for that the most? Fat guys. Always. Yeah.
Well, you did shit your pants today.
That evidence notwithstanding.
Yeah, it really takes away from the injustice of it all.
Anytime somebody smells a fart and there's a fat guy around, it's like, eh, did you fart?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes, I did.
How did you know? We knew.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I was on a flight with my girl, and I thought the dog farted, and years later she told me it was her.
Yeah.
But she said she couldn't tell me because... out of nowhere, I was just like, oh, God, what the fuck, man? What the fucking dog, this piece of shit.
Babe, you ever fart like that? We're breaking up.
I'll throw you out of this goddamn plane if you do that. Holy fuck. Oh, my God. This couple's fucking cuckoo bananas over here.
Yeah.
All right, where's Gibson at?
Gibby, there he is.
Hey, what up? Who you here with? Your spouse? I knew I would get it to work.
Baby mamas.
Ah. All right. Classy.
You guys have kids?
Yes.
No. I mean...
Hey, he just said my baby's mama.
I was following up having a conversation. You seem like nice folks.
So your dog parents, I guess.
You want to go back to the psychos? You want to talk about
his
cat? And a cat. There you go.
How many kids do you have? Just one. Nice. All right.
Sounds like that was by accident.
Man. Gibson's question. Yeah, it seems like you're a boozer. You a drinker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got cold real quick. Yeah.
It's not an intervention, buddy.
When was the last time you got drunk and fullied your pants? Can we make that the term, fullied your pants?
Yeah.
That's a new thing for
sure.
I
like it.
This is just, this is this a Texas thing? Ever add whiskey to your hard seltzer to make a real cocktail?
Nah, man, you have a problem.
Yeah, that's buddy. I like a cocktail just as much as the next guy, but that's heavy-handed.
That's gotta be vulnerable, huh? You thought you were gonna make a bunch of friends, and everybody's like, "Dude, what an alcoholic." You have issues, man.
You ever have to juice up your vodka with a little tequila so you're not a pussy?
You can also just drink whiskey too. That'll do it.
I got heartburn.
Step one, denial. You know. What? The whiskey's for my heartburn!
Heartburn.
All right, let's do one or two more. Clap it up for Gibson.
Yeah, beautiful.
And his lovely baby mama here. This one's just, this is a deep cut. This is, this one's just rude. This is from a gentleman named Kevin Burke. Are you garbage if you go to a live podcast? I think that's kind of rude, but just feels like an attack at us, but, you know, thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, loser.
All right, we got one from Clay. Where are you at, buddy?
There he is.
How you doing, Clay?
Good.
Okay. Are you okay? Seemed really happy. It says, "How long is this an issue you're experiencing?" I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah. And how long has it been for you?
6 months.
Holy shit! All right. How long after you move into a new place till it's garbage to still be using moving crates as furniture? Single guy, I assume, Clay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think if you're single, anything goes.
It's
that's
true.
The only reason you gotta get married is so there's someone else there to be like, yo, get your shit together.
My hotel room is fucked up right now.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Yeah, no shit. You got a meth lab in there. I'm just talking about some dirty dishes and some bad underwear.
Bad underwear. That's one way to put it.
They're expired.
I think that Super 8 just gives you that towel, that big ass one, in case you want to waterboard yourself.
So if you can't take it anymore, there's a wet towel in your room. And well, make sure your parents get you things.
At the very least, it'll take your mind off the fact that you're at a Super 8. You know?
Gang, you've been absolutely fucking amazing.
Give yourselves a round of applause for coming out, everybody.
We love you guys
so
much.
Thank you so much.
That's it.
Get home safe. We appreciate all the support. One more time for Akash Singh.
Coming up for him.
Thank you, guys.
Good night, guys.